So Seamus Egan Project is playing at City Winery coming up, and that is on July 7th. And he's also part of a festival that we are doing here at Celtic Sojourn and WGBH, a crossover festival with Shailene Liu, which we will be mentioning more than once today. We're doing a Friday, Saturday, Sunday festival, Roots and Branches Festival with Rockport, and Seamus Egan will be part of that.
That will be awesome.
Okay, Brian McCreath.
Well, we're gonna really love Rockport today, aren't we?
Yeah.
That's where I'm headed next. But, you know, the thing is, you go to a dinner party these days, right? And what do you want to do to class the joint up? You usually put on a little classical music in the background. And 9 times out of 10, that classical music is going to be Vivaldi, right? It's going to be the Four Seasons. I mean, it's just how it goes. And so if you're in classical music, you have sort of the love-hate relationship with Vivaldi, because it's like, well, look, some people, you kind of want to listen to it. You don't want to eat dinner while you're listening to some Vivaldi softly in the background. So what I'm recommending here is a trip to Rockport for the Rockport Chamber Music Festival, where a terrific orchestra, Venice Baroque Orchestra, is going to play Vivaldi and some other Italian composers like he's a rock musician, because that's kind of how he was. And it's going to involve this mandolinist named Avi Avital. And he is one of the most charismatic musicians I've ever met. He is just a terrific stage presence. He is the friendliest guy. And so this is an all-Italian Venetian concert at this beautiful hall that we've been talking about in Rockport, the one that looks out over the ocean.
Gorgeous.
Intimate hall, something like 350 seats. So you're never far from the music. And you're right there in this beautiful town. Pretty easy to get to, by the way, from Boston. It's a commuter rail trip. That's all it is. So anyway, let's listen to a little bit of this Vivaldi concerto that we've got on this is a lute concerto that Avi plays on the mandolin. Here it is. Like everything that you hear on recordings, if you hear this live and you're 20 feet from it, it's just fantastic, because you can see Avi's fingers move, right? You can feel the vibrations from the stage. And Venice Baroque Orchestra, they've come through Boston just dozens of times over the years. And it's just, they just own this music.
How? What do you mean when you say, oh, I'm sorry, Ron.
No, well, I was just going to, I mean, he sounds, what a mandolin player.
Right.
How often do you hear mandolin as the lead instrument in a classical piece?
Never.
Yeah,
you just never do. And I talked to Avi about that. Avi came through Boston the very first time, something like 8 years ago or something like that. And I ended up doing an interview with him in this very room where we are right now. And he played his mandolin for us. Wow. And it is unusual. It's really unusual. But he's one of these guys that's taken his chosen instrument and just he's found no barrier. He doesn't care. He will play anything. So he does Baroque music. He does new music. He plays with orchestras. It's everything. And like I said, he is just one of those characters that draws you in. You just can't resist looking at and hearing him.
When you were talking about Vivaldi, you said like a rock musician, because that's what he was. What does that mean for us mere mortals? What do you mean by that?
It just means
we mere mortals.
That Vivaldi pumped out a ton of music, and a lot of it does kind of follow formula. But what he was doing was partly was educational, so maybe that's not so much like a rock musician, right? But he was the musician and the teacher at a girls' orphanage. And so he formed this girls' orchestra, and he wrote a lot of his pieces for them. But then as they're played, what's happened is that there's a certain way that they've been approached as through the course of history that has softened their edges, maybe, if you want to put it that way, sort of glossed over and made them very beautiful, where when you hear a band like the Venice Baroque Orchestra do them, there's this rawness to it. There's this energy, because these people, they consider this sort of party music, right? Mm-hmm. They consider this just something like a session, right? Like a lot of the Celtic stuff that Brian talks about. It's just there's this energy to it that comes from this propulsive rhythm that's inside it, right? So I guess that's kind of what I mean. And Vivaldi himself was a bit of a madman. I mean, he kind of got.
You know, also I just want to say when Brian McCreath was encouraging people to just hop on the commuter rail, I think you'd agree, Marjorie, the odds of it derailing on the day you go is very small.
Very small.
Would you not?
It's right.
Yeah, right.
You want to make sure
it probably won't derail.
Probably won't.
Probably won't.
I think that's true.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, Rob, it is your turn.
Well, as long as we're in Rockport, let's just keep hanging out there a little bit longer. Yes. This is a show coming up, the Shea Lin Lou up there at that beautiful venue. I hope they appreciate all the attention we're giving them today.
Sure they do.
So this is on Friday, July 5th. So this is if you are going to head up to the North Shore area for the 4th of July weekend, maybe think about going over to Rockport for the Shea Lin Lou performance of Jens Lindemann with Matt Kattengub. Now, Jens Lindemann is a German-born, Canada-groomed, L.A.-based trumpet player who he teaches out there at UCLA in the music school, and most of his career he's been known as a classical player. He's won all kinds of awards. He's soloed with every symphony and philharmonic from here to...
He was a member of the Canadian Brass for
exactly,
a long time.
Yeah. And he's won like some very high order award from Canada. He's played for the Queen of England. So I thought this was also very interesting because he's playing jazz in this concert. He is doing what they programmed over there is a celebration of the 100th birthday of Nat King Cole, Tunes of the Great American Songbook. So Jens Lindemann, sorry, I'm going to keep struggling with his name. He looks at the trumpet as something that communicates in a lot of different ways. In fact, I'm going to read this quote. He says, he aims to play the trumpet with the virtuosity of a violin, the tenderness of the human voice, and the stylistic flexibility of the piano. Mm-hmm. He sees it as a way of communicating to the world in a range of ways. So let's listen to a little bit of the beginning of a piece called Dreaming of the Masters from Jens Lindemann.
Whoa. Yeah. A little bit of Maynard there.
Yeah.
A lot of Maynard.
So we grabbed this off of YouTube. This was a concert, I forget from where, but... And here he comes again.
Yeah. That's blues, man.
It's going to be a lot of fun, this show. He's got the growls and the slides and just everything you can do on the trumpet, Jens Lindemann. Yeah. So this one's going to be a lot of fun. Friday, July 5th, Shea Lin Lou in Rockport.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many seats you say? We talk about this all the time, and I talk about how much I want to go there, and I haven't been there. It's only 300 and some seats.
Yeah. 350.
Yeah, right. So when you hear this guy play the trumpet,
I should say,
20 feet or whatever, you brace yourself.
Get out of the way of the spittle.
Right.
But small, you know, for somebody who talks a lot about local music, and I don't go nearly enough, and you are the three of you and Brian O'Donnell. You're unbelievable in terms of local salesmanship for these small venues. Seeing stuff in small venues is just
there's nothing like it.
If you haven't been and you want to get back into it, there is nothing like it. I mean, it's like you're on the stage. Yeah.
And also, again, a shout out to Rockport Music because they are set up to actually curate this kind of content. They're not a big commercial entity. They're anything but, in actual fact. So they'll support artists like this coming who might not fill a bigger venue and give them a platform to operate.